Section 2. Jewish Beliefs and Texts.
If you were there. You live in a culture in which many people own slaves. Some people in your town treat their slaves very badly. But you have been taught to be fair and kind to everyone, including slaves. One day, you tell one of your neighbors he should be kinder to his slaves. He asks you why you feel that way. How will you explain your belief in kindness?
Building background. The idea that people should be fair and kind to everyone in the community is an important Jewish teaching. Sometimes, their teachings set the Jews apart from other people in society. But at the same time, their shared beliefs tie all Jews together as a religious community. Jewish beliefs anchor their society. Religion is the foundation upon which the Jews base their whole society. In fact, much of Jewish culture is based directly on Jewish beliefs. The central beliefs of Judaism, the Jewish religion, are beliefs in God, education, justice, and obedience. Belief in one God. Most importantly, Jews believe in one God. The Hebrew name for God is spelled YHWH. Which is never pronounced by Jews, as it is considered too holy. The belief in only one God is called monotheism. Many people believe that Judaism was the world's first monotheistic religion. It is certainly the oldest such religion that is still widely practiced today. In the ancient world, where most people worshipped many gods, the Jews' worship of only one God set them apart. This worship also shaped Jewish society. The Jews believed that they were God's chosen people. They believed that God had guided their history through his relationships with Abraham, Moses, and other leaders. Belief in education. Another central element of Judaism is education and study. Teaching children the basics of Judaism has always been important in Jewish society. In ancient Jewish communities, older boys, but not girls, studied with professional teachers to learn their religion. Even today, education and study are central to Jewish life for children and adults. Belief in justice and righteousness. Also central to the Jews' religion are the ideas of justice and righteousness. To Jews, justice means kindness and fairness in dealing with other people. Everyone deserves justice, even strangers and criminals. Jews are expected to give aid to those who need it, including the poor, the sick, and orphans. Jews are also expected to be fair in business dealings. Righteousness refers to doing what is proper. Jews are supposed to behave properly, even if others around them do not. For the Jews, righteous behavior is more important than formal ceremonies. Belief in obedience and law. Closely related to the ideas of justice and righteousness is obedience to the law. Moral and religious laws have guided Jews through their history and continue to do so today. Jews believe that God gave them these laws to follow. The most important Jewish laws are the Ten Commandments. The commandments, however, are only part of Jewish law. Jews believe that Moses recorded a whole system of laws that Yahweh had set down for them to obey. Named for Moses, this system is called Mosaic Law. Like the Ten Commandments, Mosaic laws guide many areas of Jews' daily lives. For example, Mosaic Law governs how people pray and celebrate holy days. The laws prohibit Jews from working on holy days or on the Sabbath, the seventh day of each week. The Sabbath is a day of rest because in Jewish tradition, God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. As a result, Jews observe the Sabbath on Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Among the Mosaic laws are rules about the foods that Jews can eat and rules that must be followed in preparing them. For example, the laws state that Jews cannot eat pork or shellfish, which are thought to be unclean. Other laws say that meat has to be killed and prepared in a way that makes it acceptable for Jews to eat. Today, foods that have been so prepared are called kosher or fit. In many Jewish communities today, people still strictly follow Mosaic law. They are called Orthodox Jews. Other Jews choose not to follow many of the ancient laws. They are known as Reform Jews. A third group, the conservative Jews, falls between the other two groups. These are the three largest groups of Jews in the world today. Texts list Jewish beliefs. The laws and principles of Judaism are described in several sacred texts or writings. Among the main texts are the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, and the commentaries. The Torah. The ancient Jews recorded most of their laws in five books. Together, these books are called the Torah, the most sacred text of Judaism. In addition to laws, the Torah includes a history of the Jews until the death of Moses. Readings from the Torah are central to Jewish religious services today. Nearly every synagogue or Jewish house of worship has at least one Torah. Out of respect for the Torah, readers do not touch it. They use special pointers to mark their places in the text. The Hebrew Bible. The Torah is the first of three parts of a group of writings called the Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh. The second part is made up of eight books that describe the messages of Hebrew prophets. Prophets are people who are said to receive messages from God to be taught to others. The final part of the Hebrew Bible is 11 books of poetry, songs, stories, lessons, and history. For example, the book of Daniel tells about a prophet named Daniel who lived during the Babylonian captivity. According to the book, Daniel angered the king who held the Hebrews as slaves. As punishment, the king had Daniel thrown into a den of lions. The story tells that Daniel's faith in God kept the lions from killing him, and he was released. Jews tell this story to show the power of faith. Also in the final part of the Hebrew Bible are the Proverbs, short expressions of Hebrew wisdom. Many of these sayings are attributed to Hebrew leaders, especially King Solomon. For example, Solomon is supposed to have said, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." In other words, it is better to be seen as a good person than to be rich and not respected. The third part of the Hebrew Bible also includes the Book of Psalms. Psalms are poems or songs of praise to God. Many of these are attributed to King David. One of the most famous psalms is the 23rd Psalm. It includes lines often read today during times of difficulty. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want or lack anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul or life. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalms chapter 23. Verses 1 through 3. Commentaries. For centuries, scholars have studied the Torah and Jewish laws. Because some laws are hard to understand, the scholars write commentaries to explain them. Many of these commentaries are found in the Talmud, a set of commentaries, stories, and folklore. The writings of the Talmud were produced between AD 200 and 600. Many Jews consider them second only to the Hebrew Bible in their significance to Judaism. Scrolls reveal past beliefs. Besides the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, and the commentaries, many other documents also explain ancient Jewish beliefs. Among the most important are the Dead Sea Scrolls, writings by Jews who lived about 2,000 years ago. Until 1947, no one knew about the Dead Sea Scrolls. In that year, young boys looking for a lost goat near the Dead Sea found a small cave. One of the boys went in to explore and found several old jars filled with moldy scrolls. Scholars were very excited about the boy's find. Eager to find more scrolls, Section 2, Jewish Beliefs and Texts.
If you were there, you live in a culture in which many people own slaves. Some people in your town treat their slaves very badly, but you have been taught to be fair and kind to everyone, including slaves. One day, you tell one of your neighbors he should be kinder to his slaves. He asks you why you feel that way. How will you explain your belief in kindness?
Building background. The idea that people should be fair and kind to everyone in the community is an important Jewish teaching. Sometimes, their teachings set the Jews apart from other people in society. But at the same time, their shared beliefs tie all Jews together as a religious community. Jewish beliefs anchor their society. Religion is the foundation upon which the Jews base their whole society. In fact, much of Jewish culture is based directly on Jewish beliefs. The central beliefs of Judaism, the Jewish religion, are beliefs in God, education, justice, and obedience. Belief in one God. Most importantly, Jews believe in one God. The Hebrew name for God is spelled YHWH, which is never pronounced by Jews, as it is considered too holy. The belief in only one God is called monotheism. Many people believe that Judaism was the world's first monotheistic religion. It is certainly the oldest such religion that is still widely practiced today. In the ancient world, where most people worshipped many gods, the Jews' worship of only one God set them apart. This worship also shaped Jewish society. The Jews believed that they were God's chosen people. They believed that God had guided their history through his relationships with Abraham, Moses, and other leaders. Belief in education. Another central element of Judaism is education and study. Teaching children the basics of Judaism has always been important in Jewish society. In ancient Jewish communities, older boys, but not girls, studied with professional teachers to learn their religion. Even today, education and study are central to Jewish life for children and adults. Belief in justice and righteousness. Also central to the Jews' religion are the ideas of justice and righteousness. To Jews, justice means kindness and fairness in dealing with other people. Everyone deserves justice, even strangers and criminals. Jews are expected to give aid to those who need it, including the poor, the sick, and orphans. Jews are also expected to be fair in business dealings. Righteousness refers to doing what is proper. Jews are supposed to behave properly, even if others around them do not. For the Jews, righteous behavior is more important than formal ceremonies. Belief in obedience and law. Closely related to the ideas of justice and righteousness is obedience to the law. Moral and religious laws have guided Jews through their history and continue to do so today. Jews believe that God gave them these laws to follow. The most important Jewish laws are the Ten Commandments. The commandments, however, are only part of Jewish law. Jews believe that Moses recorded a whole system of laws that Yahweh had set down for them to obey. Named for Moses, this system is called Mosaic Law. Like the Ten Commandments, Mosaic laws guide many areas of Jews' daily lives. For example, Mosaic law governs how people pray and celebrate holy days. The laws prohibit Jews from working on holy days or on the Sabbath, the seventh day of each week. The Sabbath is a day of rest because in Jewish tradition, God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. As a result, Jews observe the Sabbath on Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Among the Mosaic laws are rules about the foods that Jews can eat and rules that must be followed in preparing them. For example, the laws state that Jews cannot eat pork or shellfish, which are thought to be unclean. Other laws say that meat has to be killed and prepared in a way that makes it acceptable for Jews to eat. Today, foods that have been so prepared are called kosher or fit. In many Jewish communities today, people still strictly follow Mosaic law. They are called Orthodox Jews. Other Jews choose not to follow many of the ancient laws. They are known as Reform Jews. A third group, the Conservative Jews, falls between the other two groups. These are the three largest groups of Jews in the world today. Texts list Jewish beliefs. The laws and principles of Judaism are described in several sacred texts or writings. Among the main texts are the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, and the commentaries. The Torah. The ancient Jews recorded most of their laws in 5 books. Together, these books are called the Torah, the most sacred text of Judaism. In addition to laws, the Torah includes a history of the Jews until the death of Moses. Readings from the Torah are central to Jewish religious services today. Nearly every synagogue or Jewish house of worship has at least one Torah. Out of respect for the Torah, readers do not touch it. They use special pointers to mark their places in the text. The Hebrew Bible. The Torah is the first of 3 parts of a group of writings called the Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh. The second part is made up of 8 books that describe the messages of Hebrew prophets. Prophets are people who are said to receive messages from God to be taught to others. The final part of the Hebrew Bible is 11 books of poetry, songs, stories, lessons, and history. For example, the book of Daniel tells about a prophet named Daniel who lived during the Babylonian captivity. According to the book, Daniel angered the king who held the Hebrews as slaves. As punishment, the king had Daniel thrown into a den of lions. The story tells that Daniel's faith in God kept the lions from killing him, and he was released. Jews tell this story to show the power of faith. Also in the final part of the Hebrew Bible are the Proverbs, short expressions of Hebrew wisdom. Many of these sayings are attributed to Hebrew leaders, especially King Solomon. For example, Solomon is supposed to have said, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." In other words, it is better to be seen as a good person than to be rich and not respected. The third part of the Hebrew Bible also includes the book of Psalms. Psalms are poems or songs of praise to God. Many of these are attributed to King David. One of the most famous psalms is the 23rd Psalm. It includes lines often read today during times of difficulty. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want or lack anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul or life. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. Commentaries. For centuries, scholars have studied the Torah and Jewish laws. Because some laws are hard to understand, the scholars write commentaries to explain them. Many of these commentaries are found in the Talmud, a set of commentaries, stories, and folklore. The writings of the Talmud were produced between AD 200 and 600. Many Jews consider them second only to the Hebrew Bible in their significance to Judaism. Scrolls reveal past beliefs. Besides the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, and the commentaries, many other documents also explain ancient Jewish beliefs. Among the most important are the Dead Sea Scrolls, writings by Jews who lived about 2,000 years ago. Until 1947, no one knew about the Dead Sea Scrolls. In that year, young boys looking for a lost goat near the Dead Sea found a small cave. One of the boys went in to explore and found several old jars filled with moldy scrolls. Scholars were very excited about the boy's find. Eager to find more scrolls, they began to search the desert. Over the next few decades, searchers found several more groups of scrolls. Careful study revealed that most of the Dead Sea Scrolls were written between 100 BC and AD 50. The scrolls included prayers, commentaries, letters, and passages from the Hebrew Bible. These writings help historians learn about the lives of many Jews during this time. Judaism and later cultures. For centuries, Jewish ideas have greatly influenced other cultures, especially those in Europe and the Americas. Historians called European and American cultures the Western world to distinguish them from the Asian cultures to the east of Europe. Because Jews lived all over the Western world, people of many cultures learned of Jewish ideas. In addition, these ideas help shape the largest religion of Western society today, Christianity. Jesus, whose teachings are the basis of Christianity, was Jewish, and many of his teachings reflected Jewish ideas. These ideas were carried forward into Western civilization by both Jews and Christians. Judaism also influenced the development of another major religion, Islam. The first people to adopt Islam believed that they, like the Hebrews, were descendants of Abraham. How are Jewish ideas reflected in our society? Many people still look to the Ten Commandments as a guide to how they should live. For example, people are expected to honor their parents, families, and neighbors, and not to lie or cheat. Although these ideas were not unique to Judaism, it was through the Jews that they entered Western culture. Not all of the ideas adopted from Jewish teachings come from the Ten Commandments. Other Jewish ideas can also be seen in how people live today. For example, many people do not work on weekends in honor of the Sabbath. In addition, people give money or items to charities to help the poor and needy. This concept of charity is based largely on Jewish teachings. Summary and preview. Judaism is based on the belief in and obedience to God, as described in the Torah and other sacred texts. In the next section, you will learn how religion helped unify Jews, even when they were forced out of Jerusalem. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.